Before, these guys are from Carey Baptist Bible College. This is our nation's premier Bible college. I went there. Yeah.
Of course, it's gone downhill since.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, after I left, that's yes, right. Yes. Yeah. I'm so thankful for these guys. These are dear friends. And I'm so excited that together you're going to open the Word of God. And teach us and encourage us. So bless you. We look forward to hearing what God is going to say through you.
Tenakoto,
tenakoto, tenakoto katoa. Ngami hinui ki a koto katoa na te kata te iri o keri I roto I te ingoa ui hukaraiti.
So, greetings everybody from Carey Baptist College in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我在基督里面, 向大家问好, 愿上帝祝福大家。
It's so good to be here and back in this church.
非常的, 我能回到这个教会, 实在是太好了。
There are so many people here whom I recognize and whom I have come to love.
很多在当中的 我, 以前有认识的 也很多是 就是经过这么多年有认识主的
And we're grateful for Lyndon and Rachel for their place in our lives and now that they haven't gone too far away from Carey
我也很 高兴就是 Lyndon还有Rachel呢 在我们的生命中相遇之后 现在来到 这个教会也不会太远
In fact, Lyndon and Gail were teaching a class at Carey just a few days ago. And bringing the experience of this church into the lives and experiences of our students.
也是把这个教会的一些的经验带到课堂上。
So we are delighted to hear of what you are doing as you strive to become one community of faith in Christ.
我们是非常的高兴看到就是这里的教会这个教会能够在神的国度里 一直的长进, 不断的向前。 因为看到 有几个Mickey 还有 Yeah.
And so greetings yeah. also to Mickey, who's the son of one of our former students. So it's very good to see you too. I don't speak Chinese, but I can bluff my way in any language. Anyway, about the book of Acts, Francis.
Yes.
Yes, because when we were thinking about this church and its desire to be one community of different peoples and cultures, naturally, we think of the book of Acts.
当我们想到这个 文化的时候,就想到使徒行传。
When we look at the beginning of the book of Acts, we find a beautiful picture of unity in Christ.
当我们看到这本书, 就看到在, 这一个基督里合一的一个美。
The Holy Spirit was poured out on the day of Pentecost, and people from many nations heard the praise of God in their own language.
在, 那个时候, 就是很多的人, 从外地到耶路撒冷, 然后全, 全城的人都一起去赞美上帝。
It tells us that on the day of Pentecost, there were people in Jerusalem from all the nations of the world.
我们能看到在五旬节的那一天, 就是, 很多的外地的人来到耶路撒冷, 就听到这个在用他的方, 他自己的方言去, 去这个讲给他们听关于耶稣基督。
And I think you could probably say the same about Auckland, that there's people here from just about every nation in the world.
那我们也是能看到在奥克兰就是如此, 就像 当年的这个耶路撒冷就是有很多外地的人来到这个城市。
Do you experience that here, Francis?
Oh, of course. 当然我们都能看见，用肉眼能看见，用这个我们接触的人都是从不同地方来的。 Yeah,
you're saying it's pretty diverse, eh?
Very diverse, yeah.
And even, I've got to say, as somebody who's not Chinese, Chinese are not all the same, are they?
是的，就是当我们华人也是从各地来的，所以也不是很一样。就像我现在，这个普通话也不是我的母语，不是，所以我也是这个在华人里面成为了一个，也是一个其中一个少数民族。Yeah, I'm also a minority in the group of Chinese.
Wow.
So Mandarin isn't my mother tongue. Uh-huh. So yeah, so I'm also living in a diverse community.
Wow, thank you. So we're all diverse, even those of us who look the same turn out to be quite different in many ways.
所以我们好像看起来是一样，但是我们在很多地方还是不一样的。
So on the day of Pentecost, all those people, no matter where they were from or what language they spoke, were able to hear the praise of God, and many put their faith in Jesus.
所以在五旬节那一天，很多的人能够听见这个福音，然后从此呢，他们就接受了福音。
And they worshipped together, they prayed together, they ate together, they shared together.
所以他们就聚集在一起，然后他们一起祷告，一起用饭，一起着去分享资源。
And many other people were drawn to join this beautiful community.
那很多其他的人呢，就因此被这么美好的一个群体被吸引了。
But it didn't last.
可是这个没有多久就有一点就出状况了。It
was a beautiful beginning, but problems came in.
一个很好的一个开始，可是呢，问题就开始了，发生了。And
after that beautiful vision, they had to face a disappointing reality.
当这个美丽的画像以后呢，就他们要面对的是一个比较失望的一个现实。There
were problems, and people started complaining.
那就有一些的问题存在，然后也有人去投诉。But
when these problems were faced and dealt with, the result was wonderful growth.
当这些的问题能够去被认真的去面对的时候，这一个有它的结果呢，就是人数增长在教会。Let's
see what we can learn from the experience of those first Christians in the book of Acts.
让我们一起来看，就是在这段的时间里面，教会是如何去解决这个问题。
We'll read from Acts chapter 6, verses 1 to 7, and hear it first in Mandarin and then in English.
所以我们读这个《使徒行传》6章1到7节， 我们先用中文。Should we read together? Let 可能手上的圣经的版本不一样， 那让我用我这个和合本来去念出来。 使徒行传6章1到7节，那时门徒众多，有说希腊话的犹太人向希伯来人发怒言怨言，因为在天天的供给上忽略了他们的寡妇。12使徒叫众门徒来，对他们说：我们撇下神的道去管理饭食，原是不合宜的，所以 弟兄们，当从你们中间选出7个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。 但我们要专心以祷告传道为事。大众都喜悦这话，就拣选了史提反，乃是大有信心圣灵充满的人，又拣选腓力、伯罗哥罗、尼加罗、提米、巴米纳，并进犹太教的安提阿人尼哥拉，叫他们站在使徒面前。使徒祷告了，就按手在他们头上，神的道兴旺起来，在耶路撒冷门徒数目加增甚多，也有许多祭司信从了这道。
Now during these days, when the disciples were increasing in number, the Hellenists complained against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution of food. And the 12 called together the whole community of the disciples and said, "It's not right that we should neglect the word of God in order to wait on tables. Therefore, friends, select from among yourselves 7 men of good standing, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we may appoint to this task, while we, for our part, will devote ourselves to prayer and to serving the word." What they said pleased the whole community. And they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit, together with Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicolaus, a proselyte of Antioch. They had these men stand before the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. The word of God continued to spread. The number of the disciples increased greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests became obedient to the faith. After the amazing experience of Pentecost and the beauty of that Pentecost community as it shared together, it must have been very disappointing and saddening for the leaders when they discovered that some people weren't happy.
经过这个五旬节，那美好的这个，在这么多不同的人中间，我们一起来敬拜神，一起到教会来，就是一起在共享这些的团契，就一起。但是呢，相信呢，这个美丽的图画之后，发生了一个冲突，一定是对领袖们一个很大的忧伤。
There was a surface problem, but beneath the surface there was a deep division between two groups.
这里有一个表面上就是有一个的问题，但是这个问题的那个背后其实呢是一个有一种分裂的一种的危机。
The two groups were local people and immigrants.
有两个群体，就是有一个群体就是当地的人。
The Hebraists were those who'd been born in that region, spoke the local language, and had the network of family and friends in place.
有一个群体就是当地人，是希伯来人，他们就是在当地说当地的方言，然后也有这个家庭朋友的一个联系的网络。
The Hellenists were people who had moved to live in Jerusalem from other countries.
那希这里说的希说希腊话的人，他的意思就是说，除了这个当地人以外，从外地来的所有的人都归类为这个希腊说希腊话的人。
And let's be honest, we find that in our communities in Auckland.
那我们诚实的面对我们自己的话，其实呢在奥克兰也会看到这样的现象。
There are those who are glad to be New Zealand born Kiwis.
那有一群人是非常高兴自己是这个新西兰所土生土长的的 Kiwi.
And then there are the nearly 50% of Auckland's population that was born in another country.
那然后就是有这个不是本土所生长的外地来的人，大概已经快要接近50%了。
Let me ask, how many of you were born in New Zealand?
那让我们在纽西兰生长的人举手，挺多的。
Ngā mihi nui ki a koutou. How many of you were born in another country?
在这里哪些人是在别的国家出生的？不少。
Ngā mihi nui ki a ngā manuhiri. So welcome to the visitors. So, we have this experience.And then within the many other nations, there are, of course, some specific cultural and language groups.
那我们是外地人，但是在外地人当中也是有不同的种族、不同文化背景的。
The local people were able to get access to the resources.
当时候的当地人，他们能够很容易的去拿。取到那些资源，教会的资源。
When they were in need, they knew who to go to. They knew the systems in place.
当他们有需要的时候，他们知道去找谁，他们有一个很好的系统。
Many of the immigrants don't have those networks, and they don't know the systems.
很多的外地人，他们没有人脉。没有这个网络以外呢，他也不太懂这个系统。
And in the church in Jerusalem, this was happening.
在这个耶路撒冷，就是在教会里就发生这个事情。
They had a system for looking after the most needy and vulnerable people.
他们有一个系统，就是去帮助那些有需要帮助的人。
And the local people got well looked after.
然后那人呢，就是非常的被照顾得到。
Cool, thank you very much. I don't think you're that small.
Yep, that's fine.
Good.
谢谢。
Cool, thank you.
Thank you.
Where were we?
Locals.
Oh, yes, yes, yeah. Yeah, we were talking about those difficulties where the local people know who to go to. It happens in a church. You know, if you're a local, if you're a member, if you've been here forever, then you know who to ask. You know, it may not necessarily be the pastor. You know who really runs the church. Lois. You know who to go to and you know how things work. But when you arrive from outside, you don't have that knowledge and you don't have those networks.
所以你是在属于这教会的在这里的人就是在本地生长的，就比较容易知道谁是管着教会的，然后如果你有需要去找谁。可是呢当外地来的人刚来，就是肯定是不知道他们有需要的时候不知道找谁。
So, Francis, what sort of disadvantage do immigrant groups experience in New Zealand or even in the New Zealand churches?
就是我们外地人怎么有什么遇到什么的有一些就是这种的类似这种难处呢？我相信多少是会有的，特别是因为语言不通，然后文化也许又不太就是特别语言是第一的，然后在文化上是有一点不一样，所以去寻求帮助还是可能需要一些中间的人帮助。那I think because it's also mainly because of the language. In the communication side. So of course no network and So they need to take time to find out.
So this is certainly similar to what was happening in Jerusalem. The people who were locals, they were okay. The people who had come from elsewhere, officially, they're all part of the one community. But they felt that there were the insiders and the outsiders, and the outsiders were at a disadvantage.
在耶路撒冷的教会就是如此，他们在同一个地方，表面上是属于同一个教会，可是呢，外地人就感觉他们没办法融入，没办法变成他们的一份子。
So we've seen a beautiful vision of everybody together worshiping. We've seen a disappointing reality of the tensions and the difficulties that there can be between locals and immigrants, between insiders and outsiders.
那我们看到美丽的图画，就是我们一起坐在一起敬拜神，可是我们也看到一个难处，就是说，外地人就感觉他们是外人，然后，在本地的人就只觉得他们是，就是这里的人。
How would you respond if you were a leader in that context?
那如果你是领袖的话，你会怎么回应那个问题呢？
Would be easy to get upset or even angry.
会很容易感觉到失望，难过，还有呢，甚至于呢会生气。
These foreigners, they come here, we try to help them, and they're still complaining.
这些外地人，他们来，我们也已经尽力去帮助他们了，可是他们为什么还去抱怨呢？
How can we be expected to look after all their needs?
怎么期待我们把他们的需要都能照顾到呢？
But that's not how the apostles reacted.
可是这个并不是当时候的使徒所的一个反应。
They listened.
他们聆听。
And that's very significant.
那个是非常有效的。
Francis, when we were talking, you pointed out to me just how significant it is simply to be listened to as someone from a minority community. Can you explain about that?
是的，就是当一个我们外地从外地来的，如果我们感觉到真正被聆听了，很用心的去被理解了，这个对于我们去表达自己，甚至于对我们去怎么理解对方，是一个很大的正面的一个作用。 It is definitely true that when someone with a different background and with a different language, that you when it's my own experience as well that when I see people really listen to me carefully and try to understand me, that makes a big impact in me. In my life, not only be more able to express myself, but also that I can learn how to listen to the other as well in the same way, or even it will just catalyze the communication.
Thank you. And that's what these leaders did. They listened and they took seriously what was being said by the minority community.
就是如此，这些的领袖，他们认真的去聆听，然后呢，他们去为这些外地的人去思考如何做才是最好的。
And then they involved the whole community, locals and immigrants, in addressing the problem.
那然后他们就把所有的人都召聚在一起，一起去看这个问题如何去解决。
They realized that they needed more people sharing in the ministry.
他们发现到他们需要更多的人一起分担这一个的事工。
And the Jerusalem apostles simply didn't know who were the gifted people in the immigrant group.
那在耶路撒冷的领袖，他们很就是不知道谁在这一群外地的人当中，谁是有恩赐去带领去服侍这个教会的。
But they trusted God, and they knew that God would have put gifted people in that community.
可是他们信靠主, 也相信主, 会已经有, 起来服侍,
and they trusted the community to know and identify the people whom God had gifted.
那他们也信任这个群体, 去, 去看出, 而且选出一些可以带领他们的, 的这几个领, 他们当中的领袖。
And so they did. They identified seven people who had spiritual qualities, who were wise, who were respected, and they brought them to the apostles.
就是如此, 他们就这样子做, 他们, 选出七个人, 他们是有信心的, 也有聪明的, 也有圣灵充满的, 去带领这些的, 外地来的群体。
Now, Francis, when you were reading Acts 6, I knew when you came up to verse 5 because there were all these names.
对,就是在这个第五节的时候就有很多的名字。
Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timonon, Parmenas, Nicolaus. I won't make you say them again, but they are all Greek names.
那些名字其实都是希腊名。
And these Greek names show that they were amongst the immigrant group who had come into Jerusalem.
这里就能看出其实这七个人都是, 那个外地来的人。
What the locals thought was a problem was God growing the church.
当, 本地人以为是一个问题的时候, 原来是上帝就要借着这个问题要让教会增长。
And God had brought gifted people who would be leaders, not only of that community, but of the whole church.
上帝是要让整个的教会一起, 来服侍他。
So as the immigrant communities come into Auckland and New Zealand, among them are people whom God has gifted to lead the church.
所以在 我们看到奥克兰这么大的一个外地来的群体来到我们这个地方, 上帝也一定有预备, 当中有人能够服侍他的。
So Francis, you must come across many people in the Chinese community who are gifted by God and able to lead and minister.
是的, 我们就是, 很多的在我的这个, 工作上也是, 因为我们神学院也有很多的华人同学来到当中受训练, 看到非常多的有恩赐, 能够带领, 能够, 服侍神的人的仆人, 而且他们也是非常的, 谦卑, 忠心, 去, 为上帝就是, 来摆上自己委身。 Yeah, I especially through my work environment, I see so many people come to be equipped because they are called by God, uh-huh. and just truly they're gifted because they follow God's calling, mm-hmm. And God has provided, and God will provide, and yeah, we just see them. Having this life, this committed life to God, which is so amazing. Mm.
Wonderful. Yeah. Because sometimes, I have to be honest, sometimes the church in New Zealand acts as if those who come into the country are a drain on our resources. How can we as a church look after those people? In fact, they are the resource that God is giving to the church.
很多时候, 如果老实说, 有些时候在本地的教会 会, 认为, 从外地来的人是 我们就是 把我们的资源都会耗光, 就是我们怎么可以照顾这些人, 可是, 其实不是完全是这样子, 因为在这一群人当中 就是我们的资源，你们他们这一群外地人就是我们的资源。
So these seven men were affirmed by the whole church and stepped up into ministry roles.
所以这七个人就被就被选上，然后就被按手祷告，就去服侍这个这个在教会里服侍这群人。
With great results.
而且有很大的效果。
The word of God spread.
上帝的话神的话被传开了。
Not only in many more people hearing the gospel, but it spread as it grew in that community.
那不单只是在人数上面增加，而且上帝的话是在这个群体中被更理解，然后被这个话语的一个的深度能够在每一个信徒中去增长。
As different experiences of faith and different ways of knowing God are brought into that community's life.
就是不同的，我们有不同的经验，我们在信仰里不同的理解，能够互相的去有这个交流的时候，就互相影响，互相激励，互相帮助大家的信心成长。
When we read the next two chapters,we find that the mission of the church goes beyond anything it had been before.
我们看到，如果我们继续看之后的那一章的话，我们就看到其实神的话就是不只是在耶路撒冷，还传到更远的地方。
For the first time, they went across geographical, political borders into Samaria.
他们第一次就是超越了这一个地理上的还有这个政治上的这个界限，就是先是去到撒玛利亚。
And the gospel bore wonderful fruit in the city of Samaria.
在那里也是有很大的福音果效。
Now who led that?
那谁带领的呢？
It wasn't one of the apostles.
不是其中一个门徒。
It was Philip, the outsider.
就是腓力，是一个外地人。
It is so often people who know what it is like to be on the margins who are best able to reach across in mission.
很多时候就是当我们在一个边缘的就是可能在不同的文化中间的人，更理解怎么去传到不同文化的人的当中。
So we need to be willing to be led by people who arrive as immigrants but have God's vision for the world.
我们要有心理，要有预备，就是在从外地来的人，我们被他们带领，而且也是看着按照上帝的计划，我们就他们可以是可以领着我们去一起去展开这个福音的事工。
Scripture tells us that the apostles did get involved.
在经文里也是讲到，其实使徒是有参与的。
Peter and John followed Philip into Samaria.
彼得和约翰他们就跟随着腓力去到撒玛利亚。
They affirmed his ministry there.
他们在那边认同了他的事工。
And then they learned from him.
然后他们也从他身上学习。
And on their way home, they also evangelized in Samaria.
他们当他们回家的途上，他们也向很多撒玛利亚人传福音。
There's wonderful potential when we can learn to embrace each other within the one community and look outwards towards the world that God loves.
当我们在彼此的在一个群体中互相的扶持，互相的相爱，然后彼此的服侍，我们就能够更远的去reach， 就是去到一些更远的群体那边。
And that's why what you are doing here is so important.
所以今天你们坐在这里，为什么这么的重要？
It's not just for the Chinese community.
不是单是为了华人的群体。
It's not just so that our church can have a good experience.
不单是因此呢，教会就有更好的经验。
It's so that God can use this church to reach His world.
是因为因此呢，主上帝是可以把福音传到整个世界。
So when we come around the communion table, this is an act of mission.
当我们来到这个主餐的座前，这个其实就是一个宣教。
We recognize that God has made us one diverse community in Christ.
我们看到上帝把我们这么不同的人带到在一起，成为一个属于他的群体。
Here we meet the Jesus who gave himself for us all.
在这里我们遇见耶稣，这个耶稣就是为我们去摆上他自己的。
And who works in us so that through us he can reach the world.
然后就是看到基督在我们的身上工作，从此呢。 因此呢，耶稣呢可以去更接着在我们里面的作为，去把福音也是把他的救恩传到地极。
Around the communion table, we are one people, one family of God.
在主餐座前，我们是合一的，是一体，然后是在主里是一家。
We all share in one cup the blood of Christ that is shed for our forgiveness.
我们也是分享这个杯，这个杯是主耶稣为我们流出的宝血。
We eat one bread, which is one body.
我们吃饼是耶稣一个的身体。
Let's gather around the table, and those who are going to serve, if you could join us.
让我们一起来到这个主餐座前，可以服侍这个主餐的童工可以一起来。
Read that on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took bread. Given thanks, blessed it, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is given for you."
在耶稣被卖的那一夜，他拿起饼来，祝谢之后，就掰开饼，说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的。
O loving God, we thank you for your grace given to us in Jesus Christ.
亲爱的耶稣，谢谢你，你的爱就是为我们所舍。
We thank you for this bread that speaks to us of the body of our Savior Jesus.
谢谢你，借着这个饼提醒我们，这个是你这个破碎的身体。
We thank you that as you give us this bread, we know that you have given us your Son, our Savior.
我们感谢你，借着饼，我们记得你派了耶稣基督来为我们牺牲。
We thank you for the wine that speaks to us of the blood of Christ shed for our sins.
我们借着这个葡萄汁，我们感谢你。 我们记得这个是耶稣为我们流出的宝血，
including the sins of division and hostility that drive us apart.
就是要赦免我们的罪，我们的罪也包括我们的分歧，我们的不合一。
So loving God, we give you thanks and we pray that you may make us truly one to represent your Son to the world.
主啊，就在这个领圣餐的时候，我们祈求你帮助我们能够合一，能够一在你的身，在你的身体就是一体的去荣耀你的名。
This bread is the body of Jesus Christ. Kotato katoa te tinana o ihu karaiti. We are all the body of Christ. Kia kotakitato, let us be one.
我们就是耶稣这个一个的身体，让我们都成为一。
Please eat the bread as you receive it. There is also a gluten-free option there, and the servers will be alert if you need that. Let's eat the bread as we receive it, giving thanks for each other as the body of Christ.
当我们拿到饼的时候，可以自由的去可以按照你自己的时间就去吃这个饼，喝这个杯。罗马书十五章五到七节，但愿是忍耐安慰的神，叫你们彼此同心，效法基督耶稣，一心一口荣耀神，我们主耶稣基督的父。所以你们要彼此接纳，如同基督接纳你们一样，使荣耀归于神。
May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant us to live in harmony with one another, in accordance with Christ Jesus, so that together we may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome one another, therefore,
just as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. Amen.
We want to bless you guys and thank you for your word this morning. I'm so grateful. I came in here this morning. I had a little inkling of what you'd be sharing on, but I came in here this morning and I saw the band, and I shared this with the band. Our band was here this morning, and we're so blessed. We talk about the church today, how it's devoid of men, is what some people describe church. You know, it's full of little old ladies. You're little, but you're not old. It's all right.
I'm old, but not old.
There we go. So they were right. They were right. Yeah. But I looked across and I saw these young men, you know, leaders of young families. And I thought, how awesome that, you know, our church is full of this. But I looked again and I realized they were all white. They were all white. And so while I celebrate that we've got these young, vibrant, dynamic guys leading us, I also grieve.